Every Tuesday morning, folks, Hero Cop, big-time actor, great actor, great. Wolf of Wall Street, The Irishman, Goodfellas, a host of others. But, of course, the biggest reason why he's here is because he's very entertaining. And for 30 years, friends with me and Bernie.
And a great guy.
Great guy. The great Bo Deedle. Bo, good Tuesday morning. I know you're all pumped up for your guy Eric Adams today, right? All pumped
hey,
up.
Bo.
Well, I'm not really pumped up about anyone. All I'm pumped up is that I just pray to God that he does what he told me he was going to be doing. Couple of the things he did say he was going to do was try to make the statement about bringing back anti-crime. Also, stop and frisk to a certain way of doing it professionally. Now, with that said, also, there are other things I spoke to him about. And part of the biggest thing, I think, is to go into city council and change some of these laws that handcuff the cops. One is the headlock law. A headlock is not a chokehold. I told Eric, I'll line six guys up, 6 foot one, two, I don't care, and I'll take down each one of them with a headlock, and I'll put a $1 million bond. Nobody will die. That's number one. Number two, the diaphragm law is ridiculous where you can't climb on top. I just don't understand how physically it's possible to arrest somebody if you can't touch them. These are things that we have to do immediately. Also, I told them about you as the mayor have to come out to the state assembly and also the state senate and revamp these bail reforms. Judges have to make decisions, especially when you have these violent felons that are repeatedly committing violent felonies and they're being released with no bail. That is ludicrous and ridiculous. The judges have to make these kind of determinations. These are things everyone can talk a good talk. If he's talking a good talk and he's not doing it, we have no bail in New York City. I would think about physically assaulting him if he turns on me, because you know something? I'll take the arrest. My point again is we have, like I said, we have a real problem here. We got this woman, this Wiley Whiplash, whatever her name is, Mia Wiley, whatever her name is, Miley Wiley.
Right.
A lot of people don't know. You know who her husband is? Her husband was the general counsel to that creep Hungarian guy who was the socialist communist, Soros. He was general counsel to George Soros. So all this money being funneled to Wiley Whiplash there, Mia Wiley, don't even put her down as any choice. People who are voting today with this choice thing, they should vote for one person. And I think the best of the whole lot is Eric Adams. I'm putting my money on him. If I'm wrong, you guys can knock me and everyone else can knock me. But I haven't seen anything and I haven't heard anything. At least Eric stepped up when I told him about the anti-crime, bringing him back. He stepped up when we talked about stop and frisk, which could be used on a professional way. You know, like I said, I am a very good friend with the great Judge Edwin Torres. Judge Edwin Torres was a judge that was on the bench during the 70s, 80s when I was around. He was the judge that used to call me up to the bench. I would be out there decoying. I was hospitalized 30 times, stab shot and all that. He would call me up and he would say to me, Bo, did this guy give you a hard time or not? Some of these kids that would rob me sometimes, they pushed me down. I said, well, really, they're young kids. They grabbed my wallet, my watch. They didn't punch me. They ran like thieves. But then some of them came up to me and hit me on the head with a bottle. Some had guns. Some had knives. I said, Judge, this guy smashed a bottle on my head. He's a bad dude. The judge would then take the guy, bring him before him and said, you know, that officer that you robbed, that decoy officer is a friend of mine. And you know what? I'm not giving you less than 1 year in jail for that robbery. And, I mean, these are the kind of things that judges should be able to do. They're sitting on that bench doing nothing. They should be making determination. I like bail reform, but I am certainly not for bail reform for violent felons. And the quality of life, let's face one thing. Whoever becomes the mayor, the quality of life has to change. These motorcycles and motor scooters, no license plates on them, public urination, this is the beginning of what this whole problem is about. When you take away quality of life, that's when these little these little animals, and I'm going to call them animals, and if anybody got a problem with, I'll call them an animal to their face too. These are animals. They're running people down with these motor scooters. No license plates, no enforcement, no enforcement for public urination and all this defecation on the streets. This is what the next mayor has to deal with, and whoever it is, we have to have someone that's going to get this done on all these different prongs. This is not a game.
No.
This is the most important election in New York City history. And whoever wins, and again, I'm talking about who I'm voting for in the Democratic primary today. And that's the way it is.
Right. But even the mayor, he can only do so much. You mentioned it. By the way, the scooter guys, too, they're using the scooters to rob people as well. That just came out in the last couple of days. But the mayor can't do anything about the no-cash bail law, about these lenient DAs that are getting elected. He even has only so much he can do. So it's a system-wide problem is what it is. People just need to wake the hell up and get these so-called progressives the hell out of office.
Well, like I said, the city council is a very important factor. And if they get pressure, put it this way, if I was elected the mayor three years ago, I would put enormous pressure on the assembly, on the state senate. I'd be making trips up to Albany as the mayor of New York City saying, you've got to help me in my city. I'd be walking into city council and say, you've got to help my city. You can make enough of noise as the mayor of New York City that we have to change these laws and change these laws governing arrest by our officers out there. If they can't touch somebody, how in the hell are they going to arrest them?
Mm-hmm. No, they can't. It's impossible. Look, Bo Deedle, today is election day. Make your voice be heard. Vote. Bo, thank you. Great appearance as always. Bo Deedle, a good friend, a hero cop and actor on the Bernie and Sid Show.
He is the man. Bo is here every Tuesday at 7:25.